The Lord alone has proprium. The Lord alone is a self. We have the appearance of having a self. So we are actually strictly an as of self, not a self. And because we're of the spiritual church, we have to be taught that. We have to constantly come back to truth to correct our tendency to fall into believing that we are a self. And so truths keep bringing us back to this idea the Lord is the only self. And then we head off down to the store and stub our toe on the curb and it's all gone, right? But the thing is that truths are given so that we can come back on track. And that's what the work is. It's just coming back on track every time. When we appear to fail, don't dwell on it. Just acknowledge what's happened. Come back on track. Because if we start beating up on ourselves, what that says is that my expectation is that that I, which doesn't actually exist, right, as an appearance in that sense, has no reality to it or substance to it, should be better than it appears. But, you know, like every page of the word instructs us as to who the Lord is, what the proprium is, what that proprium is apart from the Lord. And it's not a pretty picture, but the word gives us the insight to see it as it is so we don't buy into it any longer. To be put in front of the horror of it is to be set free from it. But there's a whole process involved in that. But the thing is that we have to come to see that what the word teaches concerning the proprium or the sense of self we're invested in is actually true. And we're constantly in a battle of avoiding falling into denial about it or justifying it or all of that sort of stuff. But that's the process. That's the work. That's what we're here to do, is to work with the word and allow the word to lead and guide our life. That's what it's about. You know, the thing is, if we could be translated into heaven in a moment, we would be. Like, it's not through the Lord's unwillingness, but it's by means of divine wisdom that our sense of self and so our freedom and our rationality is preserved through the process, which if it was to happen more quickly, which it can't, but if it were, then we wouldn't survive it. So, like, we have that saying in Logopraxis, right, that there are no shortcuts in this work. You're on the shortest route possible. But the shortest route, you know, like, it's all taken care of with a view to the end, which is in the Lord's own time. And we know that if, you know, if we were setting the agenda, it would never happen. So what we have to do is just come into line with, you know, what it is we understand that the Lord is asking of us, and to engage with that as sincerely as we can, with as much integrity as we can, knowing that the process will be one of being liberated line upon line, precept upon precept.